Good morning. I'll call the meeting back to order. Still present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. It's been a long morning. We have a 9:45 agenda item to consider matters related to medical indigency. So this will be an action item to consider approval, denial of indigent decisions, and signing of liens. So with that, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Chairman, Commissioners. Before you this morning, we have a conclusion to our subrogation application we had brought to you last time. They did submit full payment to the county, and that satisfied their debt to the county. So we'd ask the board to issue a release of lien for case number 2012-1442.
And I move that we release the lien on 2012-1442 as they've satisfied the debt in full.
A second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you. Before you this morning, Chairman, Commissioners, we've brought case number 2023-72. This individual does have a spouse. They do own their own home as well as have sufficient funds in their checking account and do have several debts that they pay significant payments on, and considering Idaho is a community property state, we're not sure why the spouse applied to county for the cremation of his wife. They both still worked. He gets a military retirement of $5,200 plus a month. So we'd ask the board to issue a denial in this case for cremation. Thank you.
I move that the board issues a denial with a written decision in 30 days on case number 2023-72 because assets are in excess of $1,000.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
And then, Chairman, final case for this morning is case number 2023-71. This is an unfortunate case, and I would leave it at the board's discretion to decide which way to go. This is a young boy, 15 years old, who's passed away. Parents are divorced. We did have this case in the indigent office at the time of birth. So there was a tragedy at the birth, and the child ended up with lack of oxygen and brain damage, and the parents did not stay together. The father is in current child support standing. He's not in arrears. He has worked at United Metals for the entire time, even prior to the birth of this child. The child has now passed away. Mom did finally get a job where she got paid to take care of her son at home as part of being an in-home caregiver. So she's applied on behalf of the child. She lost her job in the midst of him passing away. The father, unfortunately, has not been cooperative. He has not submitted a statement in regards to why he's not able to pay the cremation for his son, nor has he submitted any kind of financial information in regards to his inability to pay. So we leave the board. I'll stand for questions for anything that you may have. Thank you.
Did you state who actually applied?
The mother applied. And unfortunately, she's really, 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 really torn up about this. The boy died on her birthday, so she has done above and beyond that. We asked a lot of people in this situation. She submitted bank statements for the child. He got Social Security as well as child support. Both of those accounts are, you know, there's nothing in them. She also submitted a written statement as into regards. So if we were just looking at just the mother for an adult child, we would base that on the child's income, but because we're got a minor child at this point, both of the parents are responsible, and the father was not cooperative.
I am going to suggest that the board exercises some benevolence in this and pays this. The mother petitioned the courts to be a full-time caregiver. It's unfortunate, not unusual, when a child tragedy separates people, but the story, I think people would have compassion for that. That would be my position, is that we pay the cremation fee for the child.
Mr. Chairman, I guess I see it differently with a father that has had the financial means to pay his child support regularly. He's not in arrears. And I understand the grief aspect, so maybe that is a contributing factor to why he's being uncooperative at this point, but
and I don't think it would put the mother in a position of having to go back and, or I don't know if our indigent services.
We wouldn't know either, based on that after denial, the family typically is got resources or assets that we can rely on, that they would, you know, be recommended to go to the treasurer's office. But in this case, it's complicated. And so I would say that his resource is the father, the fact that he works full time and has for close to 20 years. And he does have a responsibility to his son. But that, I wouldn't know if the board does deny that the county taxpayers would pick this up if you, what would proceed forward. But I would assume they would work it out.
Well, it bothers me that we're aware that the father has the resources to take care of it. He's just not, in his grief, he's not able to communicate in an effective manner. Can we do a conditional denial and revisit this in 60 days?
They do have the ability to appeal within 30 days.
Yes.
And I guess the argument is a good argument. I have compassion as a mother for the position that she's in. But I also understand that the decision is based on the payer of last resort. So if they have the ability to appeal, I still think it's not as humane as I would like the process to be. If the board chooses to issue a denial on that, which that's what we're deliberating, you know, we can make that, they can come back, but it puts a person that is a responsible person for that person, child that's passed away, has a financial responsibility, but it doesn't sound like he picked up the torch for some of the emotional or physical responsibility. That's a tough position.
They have 30 days to appeal. I would make the motion that we deny.
I'll second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you, Chairman. That's it for indigent services today.